This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for what you do to keep America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. When power comes back, we're over there, too. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics out there in California, Kyle Warren. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to cut right to the chase here. We got to talk about the big news tonight, which is the weather. The biggest population of the United States lives in the Northeast and New England, and boy, they're getting socked now. A powerful, and I mean a powerful, nor'easter and winter storm continues to impact much of the Northeast and New England with a variety of hazards. Now, widespread heavy snow, gusty winds, near blizzard conditions, coastal impacts are happening all the way from Philadelphia to Maine and Nova Scotia, and there is no point in between. Now, you've actually got snow over on I-81 from Virginia, just north of Knoxville, Tennessee, all the way to the Canadian border up I-81. And it gets worse when you get into Pennsylvania. The snow is very heavy in places. Talked to somebody yesterday in Scranton, PA. They already had a foot, and they were expecting another foot there. That's just to give you an idea of what's going on. But the travel on I-80 going towards New York, east of halfway across Pennsylvania anyway, is very slow, to say the least. I-81, I-95, certainly I-87, the New York Thruway, I-91, I-93, all those roads, so you're going to have a lot of problems. So we wanted to get that out there right away, Kyle.
Absolutely, that's right. This is really going to be a major, major event.
Already so, is.
Yeah, people need to be aware of that.
Yeah, when we bring Chris Markowski in and he comes on hour number three. It'll be interesting because he had his snow shoveling brigade out there, his kids, that were going to keep the driveway all clean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's some really strange stuff going on out here about this stimulus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Biden yesterday was blasted by his own supporters, especially in Georgia, because those people were told flat out, no ifs, no buts, by both of the senatorial candidates, the Democratic candidates who got elected, and by Joe Biden, who made a couple of appearances there, that they were going to get $2,000 checks. Not not $600, not $1,400, $2,000 checks. And a lot of those people are mad because they think they were lied to.
Well, when they went down there and did that campaign, as you're talking about, Captain, that's exactly what they told them. And that's exactly what the expectation was. Either that, of course, it would be, I think, raising up, you know, the balance of $1,400. But they thought they were going to be getting $2,000 out of this deal. And that's where the rub is now. Absolutely.
Well, it's a rub, all right, because they believe that Joe Biden broke the promise. They believe the Democrats broke the promise. They're expecting $2,000. The Democratic Party, in the meantime, met with 10 Republicans over this yesterday in Biden's in the White House, and they were trying to scale things down even more and trying to reduce the numbers on the top end of who was going to get this money, because for the life of me, I can't understand how a person making, say, $150,000 or even over $100,000, needs a $1,400 or $2,000 stimulus. That's a lot of money they were making. And unless they're down to zero and lost all their savings and they got a business, wouldn't you think they'd want the PPE or whatever they call that because you're going to get more money that way?
Well, that is a real possibility, although some businesses may find that the PPA loans may negatively impact them, basically, especially for taxes and things like that. So they really have to take a close look at that. But basically, I think where the real issue is, at least in the Biden administration, is that, you know, some of these Biden people, they think that if they give out these checks at those amounts, those high amounts, then they're not going to have enough left over for these other things that they want to put money in, you know, from this stimulus package. But again, Captain, just as the Republicans, you know, sort of ran into this before in terms of the bad optics of it, the Biden administration could as well, because people who are really hurting, who have lost their jobs or who can't make ends meet, they're looking for something to help tide them over. And if the Biden administration is seen as waffling or fighting about this internally, it's going to cost them politically.
Well, it's already cost them politically, because I've been looking at some of the comments that were left on this section down here where this came out. And by the way, it's a lot of comments on Facebook and a lot of comments on Twitter about this. They are not happy with Ossoff, with Warnock, or Joe Biden down there in Georgia, where they were told they were going to get $2,000. Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. And you've heard me talk about them for going on just a little bit more than 5 years. And I'll tell you what, their product works for me. That's all there is to it. I am in constant trouble, if you will, problems with my left ankle and my left foot. And continues to swell. And when it does, the product Relief Factor has got four ingredients in there that help me stop the swelling and help also alleviate the pain. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever it is you got going on because it goes right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort that you're having too. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and starts the healing process going. Now, for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start and get it all started yourself by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, $19.95, the 3-week quick start, and you'll find out what tens of thousands of other people have found out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Alan Dershowitz, certainly one of the leading legal minds in the world, I would say, has nominated Jared Kushner for the coveted Nobel Peace Prize over his efforts under President Trump to move the world towards a Mideast peace, as he was the one in front of all those different negotiations that were done with nations that had not officially recognized Israel and all that. That's kind of unique in itself, but at the same time, Stacey Abrams was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, for her efforts.
Yes, she was, as a matter of fact. And we understand that the person who nominated her talked about that Abrams is, her work is following in the footsteps, basically, of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Stealing elections?
Well, you know, this is what they, you know, I don't, yeah, well, I think he's talking about other things and for voting and this kind of, you're right, yeah, but basically that's what he was saying. For Dershowitz nominating Jared Kushner, he's talking about the idea that these accords in the Middle East that have come along. And again, Captain, I think while almost all of us have been alive, we have seen the conflicts of Israel versus basically all the rest of the Middle East, essentially. And to be able to bring about, to help bring about, and be a real catalyst for bringing about the first real substantive peace accords in a quarter century seems to be a pretty good reason to nominate Jared Kushner, because, again, we haven't seen this for a very, very long time. Other people who have also evidently been nominated, because basically over in Oslo, Norway, the Nobel Committee is going to release a short list next month sometime, and other candidates that have been nominated this year include Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Navalny,
right. Mm-hmm. And also teenage climate activist, get this, Greta Thunberg. She's also been nominated.
That's not the first time for her.
Yeah. Hmm. Right. Well, so again, yeah, it's very interesting stuff. And of course, do you remember, Captain, when they nominated President Trump?
I do.
And then they said, well, hey, what do we even need a Nobel Peace Prize for anymore? It was almost textbook the way that they reacted.
Well, I will make a friendly wager right now with you that even though I think Jared Kushner should definitely get this because of the remarkable work that he did, I will bet you right now a friendly wager that Stacey Abrams will get it because of the wackiness that goes on with the Nobel Peace Prize when they gave one to Barack Obama.
They did give one to Barack Obama.
For doing nothing.
Exactly. And of course, you know, trying to foster equality and so forth, and all of us revere Dr. Martin Luther King. The question is, with Stacey Abrams, does she rise to the level of getting a Nobel Peace Prize?
Of course not.
She rises to
something which is illegal in most of the states in the United States called voter harvesting. That's what she rises to. She rises to being able to get votes illegally in most states, legally in a couple. And by the way, it wasn't even legal to do what she did in some cases in Georgia.
Well, right.
But nobody's prosecuting her. Nobody's pursuing it.
Well, of course, there's a vast, you know, there's a political essence attached to all of this as well. So that's what drives a lot of that, I think.
All right. Well, let me just say something here for a minute here. Will he or won't he? Now, my question is, will Joe Biden follow his predecessor's model of bipartisanship? Donald Trump did work very hard at working with the other side. And he did accomplish some things until the tail end of the situation there when Nancy Pelosi just went ballistic and she and Chuck Schumer weren't going to do anything to help the president. But rather than focusing on the challenges facing Americans during the COVID-suppressed economy, it seems President Biden has rushed through at least 42 executive orders, according to CNN, 43 if you want to take my count, because I thought it was 43. Now, on controversial issues like climate change, immigration, couple this with the Democrats' insistence of moving forward with impeaching the former president, who's not even in office. So constitutionally, we don't believe that it's even legal. And you want to see why 75 million Americans who didn't vote for Joe Biden are going to be skeptical of the inauguration speech promising to heal and unite the country? Joe Biden, if he's got the guts, like President Trump, needs to work with the opposing party and hammer out legislation. Otherwise, I guess he's just going to take the easy way out with procedural tools and shut down a minority, which is exactly what they're doing right now with that COVID stimulus bill that they're putting through under the reconciliation process. They can only do that one time, but they're going to ram that $1.9 trillion down everybody's throat, which means the people are going to get the $1,400, not the $2,000, and they're still going to be mad.
Well, certainly. And President Biden, you know, can go down now as basically, again, just giving a speech.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that just talks about unity and this kind of stuff. But the proof is certainly not in, the proof is in the pudding, but what the proof we're seeing is not good. As you mentioned, the president could have come out wholeheartedly against a post-presidency impeachment trial. He could have gone a long way to help unite the country. And that's what leaders do. This is what even President Ford did at the time, because President Ford recognized, and again, it's a completely different situation, I could totally get that, but what President Ford looked at was that the country was dividing, and it was not good for the future of the country. That's why President Ford pardoned Nixon, again, a different kind of situation, but he allowed the country to move forward. President Biden doesn't seem to be doing that, although it is within his power to do so. That doesn't mean he heals all the wounds, but what it does is it takes away that constant irritant in the sense that people just can't seem to reach across the aisle. And by the way, Captain, reaching across the aisle has become so rare in American politics. But I believe that the American people, by and large, want that to happen. They
sure
don't want extreme versus extreme all the time.
Sure. I've got polls right here, which I'll get into the polling numbers here eventually during the course of the evening, perhaps during the next segment. But I got polls right here that say the majority of the American people would like to see these politicians get along, that they did not vote for more dissension in the ranks, if you will, and more separation. They want people to come together. That's what they were voting for. The majority of the people that cast their ballots, that is.
Well, of course. And what are people worried about? Because even with the whole stimulus issue, people are worried about their jobs. People
yep
are worried about their future. And they don't want to be locked in in constant combat about this stuff anymore. They want to be, moving forward together as a country. Absolutely.
Well, we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is Joe Biden reversed his the spending cuts that were put forth by his predecessor, Donald Trump, the $27.4 billion in spending cuts. And Biden informed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he was withdrawing the 73 proposed rescissions previously delivered to Congress, totaling $27.4 billion in spending cuts. So they're going to spend that money, which means somewhere along the line, here we go again. You've got to raise the taxes to pay for it.
Well, right. It's just a foregone conclusion. With the climate change agenda now, increased spending, and by the way, Captain, so many people,
yeah,
they can't pay the taxes anymore. They're
okay
not making money.
I'm being reminded by Wayne, and Wayne, not our Wayne that we think of out in Las Vegas, Nevada, but our Wayne who is in Roanoke, Virginia, listening to us on the radio. He's saying that, don't forget, Donald Trump has been nominated also for the Nobel Peace Prize over the Israeli United Arab Emirates peace deal. I did not know that. I've not paid attention to that.
Yeah, I seem to recall hearing something about that, but yeah, he's exactly right. That's right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am going to dig up those polls and let you know what people are saying. I got a couple of them here, quick ones. And when we come back, of course, Amazon is in the news again. Chicago is in the news again. The teachers. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Mexico, what's going on in the borders in the news again. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Another COVID vaccine could soon come before the Food and Drug Administration for approval. Johnson & Johnson is close to submitting data asking the FDA for an emergency use authorization. The one-shot vaccine is less effective at producing immunity from the virus than existing vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that it is effective against severe illness from COVID, and that's what should be focused on.
I think you have to point out the fact that what the J&J has shown to be in the study that just came out is that it is quite effective in preventing severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths. So it's a single dose vaccine. And if you want to not get seriously ill or die, that is a good vaccine and its value added.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root, for that very good dissertation on his part. By the way, we're going to bring him in another week or so. I'm just waiting on him to tell me when. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And for over 75 years, Geico has been saving people money on their car insurance, their truck insurance, their boat insurance, their homeowners insurance, their renters insurance, and more. Because they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, all you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, type in your zip code, and you'll get a prompt from the little program that's there asking you if you'd like to get a rate quote or what you'd like to do or if you want to get information on an agent closest to you, whatever. But you can do it all online if you want. Get a rate quote for your car, the truck you're driving, your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance. And by the way, when you bundle that together, the homeowners and renters, along with your automobile insurance, you will get a tremendous discount on top of everything else, because I'm telling you, I found out every year for the last 15 plus years, knock on wood, they've been able to save me money. And when I've needed them to do something for me, they've been right there. Right there. No questions, no hassles, no nothing. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. For more information. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I've got a Rasmussen poll. I had to find it here during the break, and I've got it. President Biden promised to unify the country, But voters say Americans are becoming more intolerant of political disagreement, and they're further apart now than they were when he got inaugurated, which is obvious from what I can see. How about you?
Well, no, I think you're right, because, again, it was the the aftermath of the election, but then also, of course, now all the executive orders, and it doesn't even look like the Biden administration is trying to bring about unity in the classic sense. And so, yes, I think it's just becoming more and more distasteful for people. More and more people will tune out of politics, and that's a very sad thing.
Well, mm-hmm. I know why it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Like, we already didn't know this, Kyle. Obama is the godfather of the Biden administration. He is pulling the strings behind the scenes. Want to bet?
Well, I'm sure he...
It's not Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's exerting influence. And also, it's because this is looked at as another iteration
look
of
at
the
all
Obama...
The, look at all the staffers that are in there. They're all Obama people for the most part.
Well, sure.
What do you think's going to happen?
Well, exactly. And they have a particular political bent. They have a particular way of looking at things, a particular worldview, and the notion that what they think and what they come up with is always the right answer, kind of a thing.
All right.
And no matter what anybody else says.
Well, here's what this poll says. New Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey of 1,500 people says that 77% of likely U.S. voters say Americans are less tolerant of each other's political opinions than they were in the past. That's the same percentage as 4 years ago, immediately after President Trump's inauguration.
Yes, I would think that is really true.
The mood of the country has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's proof right there.
Exactly. And the thing is that it could change if I think people felt like the parties in Washington were working together.
Yep.
To whatever degree they can. Yes.
Now, the last week that Donald Trump was in office, and this was probably a shot fired directly at the Congress, not necessarily the president at the time, Donald Trump, 24% of the country felt the country was going in the right direction. As of this week, as of Monday, when the new poll came out, 35% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction, according to the new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey of 1,500 people. The week's findings jumped 11 points from the week prior. This is the highest percentage since November of 2020.
Yeah, very interesting. Yes, absolutely.
What do you suppose is the reason for that, Mr. Professor, sir?
why there's a larger percentage thinking it's going in the right direction?
Yeah.
Well, for one thing.
I don't.
Well, exactly. But I think that part of it, I think probably a big part of it, is the way that things are framed on the nightly news, for example. Because before, remember, the country was in crisis. This was a constant. Every single thing Donald Trump even uttered was worth hours and hours of discussion on cable news and so on. And people had to scream and yell about it. But now, everything's kind of okay in terms of how the coverage is going, in other words, to make you think that, oh, good, well, Donald Trump has gone off to Mar-a-Lago now, and everything's okay, and Biden is just, it's all going to be gentle and kind and good. And that may not really be the case in terms of the kinds of things that they're doing with executive orders and so forth.
Nope. Now, the president has asked the Supreme Court to cancel the asylum and border wall cases that the government had going.
Well, that's right. That's right. So again, this is the next step. I mean, this is exactly why elections matter. This is exactly why people, Donald Trump in particular, obviously, is the nominee, but people campaigned against these notions of what a Democrat administration would bring in. Absolutely.
Now, also, Joe Biden promised to unify the country. As we well know, but in doing so, a lot of people are deeply disturbed and discouraged by what we're seeing right now with some of the things that are going on. For example, some of the victims in Pennsylvania of a child sexual abuse case have had to wait now 2 years or more to pursue legal claims because of a major bureaucratic bungle in Pennsylvania that prompted the resignation of two top state election officials. There was supposed to be something on the ballot they were going to vote on, and it didn't make it.
Yes, well, exactly. And that's obviously a terrible thing. And unfortunately...
How do you do that?
Yeah, good question, good question. But, yeah, this is just not something I think that could wait, obviously.
Okay. By the way, Joe Biden yesterday threatened the Myanmar military coup leaders with sanctions. I'm shaking in my boots. How about you?
Well, that's right. He did threaten that, and we talked about it on yesterday's program, as that would probably be the most likely thing he would do. Well, here's a couple of things he can do. Of course, the Trump administration also put sanctions onto some of these military leaders back in 2017. Back in 2018, State Department officials were already preparing what they call Magnitsky Act sanctions. This is something that allows the president to go after people. It was originally done for Russia, the Magnitsky Act, but this allows him to go after anywhere in the world where there's human rights offenses and so on and so forth. But also, Joe Biden could actually go back to another executive order on this. He could come up with his own sanctions if he wanted in the general sense, by using executive order. So he does have something in his quiver for this. Whether or not it will be effective, as some of these previous sanctions, it was debatable how effective they really were. We'll just have to wait and see.
Now, Amazon and Twitter are competing companies, correct?
Amazon and Twitter, as far as platforms or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're competing, sure.
Well, Amazon is still committed to hosting Twitter on their program, even though they have left up some incendiary content, which is out there actually trying to provoke violence in America that they don't seem to take down. You know, if the other side puts it up, it's okay. If our side puts it up, it's not okay.
Well, right. There has to be some even-handedness in this, and this is what people see right through. They see through it. And by the way, you've condemned, I've condemned, we've always condemned anything that has to do with violence or hurting people or any of these kinds of things. None of that's acceptable. But unfortunately, it has not been distributed with an even hand by some of these platforms. Exactly right.
You bet. And we're still waiting to see what's going to happen in Chicago. The Chicago mayor, I believe her name is Lightfoot, has been tempting the union, you know, kind of pushing them to see if they're actually going to go out on strike after insisting that the classrooms reopen and the teachers are going, nope, it's not safe.
Well, you know, we see, I think there's a lot of data that they could be going through on this. There's a lot of schools that are open, especially here in California, you know, oddly enough. And we're not seeing the kinds of problems that might have been predicted. Schools can be done safely, it's unfortunate because sometimes I think it can be used as a rallying point for whatever other demands they may have.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We will get into the specifics when it comes to the weather. There's some really bad, rotten weather out there. I'll tell you that right now. But we will get into some specifics when it comes to the bad weather. So hang in there. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue on in the middle of the night with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And we appreciate her doing that for us. And we were going to be telling you about the weather here in just a second. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And there's a whole bunch of guys that are holed up there in the Northeast and the Middle Atlantic states, and those pilots and Flying J's tonight because they got nowhere else to go. Roads are in pretty rough shape, and it'll probably be another day or two before they really get things plowed out to where you can get in and out of things. But we have got a song tonight. We are going to rock the house with this one. I'm going to let y'all guess who the singer is here. It's not who did the song originally, but this is Barracuda.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyle, who is that singer?
Well, I want to say, is it Mariah Formica?
No. Nope. Let me give you another shot.
Okay.
Last chance. Who is it?
Jennifer Lopez.
It is Gretchen Wilson, of all people.
Wow.
Gretchen Wilson. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. That is good.
That is super great. She's singing, you know, Annie Wilson had such a unique voice and style, and still does, by the way. But absolutely, I mean, this is one of the best covers I think I've ever heard.
Well, she did a duet with her in another song here. I might even play it in the next hour, but I was thinking about playing something different because of what we talked about. But anyway, let me read the weather, and then I'll turn you over, because you got your weather out there out west, but boy, we got it over here.
Yep.
Cold tonight where I'm at, too. A powerful nor'easter, folks, and winter storm continues to impact much of the northeast of New England, which has pretty much come to a standstill in a lot of places with a variety of hazards. Now, widespread heavy snow, gusty winds, near blizzard conditions in some of the rural areas where the wind is blowing, the snow is snowing, and coastal impacts are likely for the next 24 hours. You can expect major to extreme impacts across the region all the way from Pennsylvania to Maine up I-95, up the I-95 corridor, and everywhere north towards the Canadian border, including upstate New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So there you go. Now, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we'll start in Big Sky Country tonight up in the state of Montana, this near Bozeman. If you're coming across I-90, you're going to be going through a winter weather advisory up in that area. So be careful, obviously. Over in Washington State, a winter weather advisory. This is going to be outside of Seattle, again, coming across I-90. If you're heading from Ellensburg towards Seattle, you've got that to contend with. That's going to stretch on down through I-84 and continue on down, sort of paralleling I-5 as you pass Salem and Eugene, Oregon. Continuing on down to the California border. Flood watch along the coast there, the southmost coast of Oregon, again to the California border. Then you got a winter storm warning continuing on into Northern California, and this is going to also be along I-80, as we've been seeing for many nights now. If you're coming out of Reno, Nevada, and heading towards Sacramento, winter storm warning across I-80 tonight, and that stretches down almost continues down to Yosemite National Park, where it turns into a winter weather advisory. So that's really kind of what's going on out west tonight, Captain. We got some temperatures right now. Of course, up in Bozeman, it is 47 degrees, so it's warmed up a little bit from where
it's warmer there than it is in Florida.
Exactly, but it's been pretty cold up in Montana of late. 27 in Butte, and right now in Grants Pass, Oregon, as we were talking, it looks like rain showers and 45 degrees.
Well, we'll start with the Midwest first, because again, we've got fog, thick, heavy fog, dense fog advisory all the way from the Canadian border down the central part of North Dakota, down South Dakota, northwestern corner of Iowa, to include Sioux City, also down through the central part of Nebraska, down into the northern part of Kansas to include I-70 from Goodland all the way over past Goodland to Leavenworth, just about. Looks like, all the way over there. And dense fog, so be advised of that. Now, no travel is advised, for the most part, along the I-95 corridor all the way to Nova Scotia, starting with Philadelphia. They are working on getting the roads cleaned up. They've got disabled vehicles. They've got all the usual things you can imagine with a big old, great, big, huge storm, 1 to 2 feet. Some areas have got a lot more than that in the higher elevations. Upstate New York, up in the Adirondacks, there's reports of 3 feet of snow there. In some places, Catskills, at least 2 feet of snow. Scranton, Pennsylvania, a foot, foot and a half to 2 feet, depending on where you're at. Also in the Berkshires, heavy snow there. And where it's not snowing and really snowing hard, it is snowing out on the western fringe, Rochester towards Buffalo, and down in the western part of Pennsylvania, through the mountains of West Virginia. You've got snow there. If you're getting on I-81 north of Atlanta and coming up I-81 all the way to the Canadian border, you're going to have snow. And when you get into the mountains of West Virginia and Virginia, that's where you're going to get into the heavy snow, and it'll be that way all the way to Canada. So be advised, it's going to be a nice long trip. And then central part of Ohio tonight, you got the possibility of not only some freezing cold temperatures, wind chill advisories, but some snow in the central part of the state, too, from Columbus south. And over down into Georgia, the central part of Georgia, very windy, cold temperatures there. By the way, tonight in Florida, frost and freeze advisories everywhere north of the I-4 corridor. Believe it or not, Kyle, all the way down to Lake Okeechobee, which is almost all the way to Miami, by morning, the wind chill will be below freezing at around 30 degrees.
Wow. Wow.
And that's going to damage a lot of crops that normally are you know, going to start out early. So we'll have to see what happens. Because the early onions and potatoes and lettuce and carrots and all that sort of stuff, celery, hopefully they're making plans, and even some of the strawberries, it could hurt some of them. But this is a big time freaking cold system that's right here, and we're going to have a couple of days of this here in Florida. Temperatures in the upper 30s, low 40s right here where I'm at in the morning. And colder as you go north. And the snow, it looks like we got about another 24 hours before the snow moves out of the big, big urban areas in Philadelphia and New York. And then it's strictly in New England as it starts to move up and out of the way. But it's leaving behind a lot of snow, a lot of snow.
It certainly is. Several feet, we understand. So,
yeah.
Yes.
And this is the time, folks, when you want to be camped out in your favorite Pilot and Flying J truck stop, because in the Flying J's, you're going to find a Denny's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. Could also find a Dunkin' Donuts shop. That's not too bad when you're sitting there in a snowstorm. Also, in the Pilots, you might find an Arby's or Kentucky Fried Chicken, a Dairy Queen, full service Dairy Queen, I might add. McDonald's, might find a Wendy's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. And it's all really good, good cooking, because I've stopped and I've had some of the food at a couple of their places, and I'm telling you, I was really impressed. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to check the headlines as we go to break, and Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.